Hey, Sammy, over the next fortnight, we're going to start building up towards trade period as well. So you and I are going to sort of put our heads together and perhaps forecast what could be the big ones to watch. There's been a lot of players re-signed, haven't there? So I'm not sure how busy the actual trade period is going to be. The big names seem to be sort of being ticked off week by week, but that's a little task for you to get your head around what could be some of the big trades at the end of the season.
Fair old task too, Kane, it must be said, because at the moment, absolute tumbleweeds in the trade space. I mean, the list managers, the player managers tell you they haven't seen anything like it for some time. It is so quiet, and that's mainly because there's just no money at the moment, Kane. And also, we know that clubs have had to sort of move their contracts forward to next year to shift some money down the road, if you like. And then also, the clubs just don't know the rules in terms of list management for next year as well, whether they can move players from this list to that list. So there's so many unknowns that the AFL can't provide an answer for at the moment that is really holding things up. So you're right, there's still a few fish in the air, like the Adam Cherers of the world as well. What happens to Sam Wiedemann? You know, Mitch Wallace at the Western Bulldogs, Marby Orchol, Callum Coleman-Jones. There's enough questions there.
Shea Bolton
hasn't re-signed either. And the Cats have got a couple that Quinton Narkle and Charlie Constable as well. So there are enough questions there, but at the moment it's not exactly shaping up to be a whirlwind trade frenzy that we otherwise might have had.